interpreting the data, she might as well be lounging on a comfy sofa. The employee scoffed. "I'll just get you a replacement keyboard," Galeen said, clicking her tongue. She pulled the cord and took the keyboard, making sure the coffee dripped away from her jeans.
"Yes,"
the employee said, clapping his hands together.
"Please do, but hurry. I have so many emails to send before I can leave for the day."
She nodded. "Awesome. Be back shortly," she said, shuffling away. Galeen took the service elevator downstairs. She opened the spare parts warehouse with her keycard and threw the destroyed, sticky keyboard into the recycling bin. She grabbed a new keyboard and typed in her comment on the support ticket. "Keyboard malfunction, replaced. Support ticket closed." Then she went to the bathroom, sat on the toilet, and ate her lunch sandwich. Alone. She made sure plenty of crumbs ended up between the keyboard buttons, since she used it as a plate. She even read a few pages of Asimov's Foundation, a classic science fiction book she never seemed to find the time to finish. She'd get him his keyboard eventually. 5 more seconds. 4. Sigh. 1.3. "And it's 5 o'clock. Time to clock out, bitches." Galeen stood up, threw her laptop bag over her shoulder, and skidded towards the door.
"Not so fast," her boss said from across the IT room.
"What? No, mister, I'm officially off for today. Check the time," she whined. Her boss frowned.
"I know, but I've got a last-minute request, and it's top priority," he said, swiping his tablet with meaning.
She grabbed a toy space gun from a desk and threatened him with futuristic destruction in the form of foam projectiles.
"Don't move a finger," she said, with all the menace a flimsy short girl can muster.
He squinted hard at her. She dared him. She double dared him. He tapped. Galeen's laptop glinged inside the bag. She sighed and opened it to read the ticket she knew had just been assigned to her. It was in the system now, time stamped and stuff. There was no escaping it.
"Top floor? Come on! Couldn't you send me at something on my way out of here, at least?" she complained.
"It is what it is,"
her boss said, and sipped his coffee triumphantly. She scrolled with the touchpad, resting the laptop on the bend of her outstretched arm.
"I don't even know this setup. Isn't that George's area?"
Her boss looked around theatrically.
"Do you see any Georgies around?"
"No," she mocked.
"Look,"
her boss sighed.
"Help me help you. Do this high-priority ticket now, and I'll make it up to you tomorrow. I'll swap you around, and you won't have to see that ass grabber on floor 31.
Galeen squinted.
"Fine," she spat out. "But the swap better be permanent, or we're gonna be having coffee at HR tomorrow."
She pointed the space gun at him to underline her point.
"Hey, I'm on your side, gal, but shit has to get done around here,"
her boss pleaded.
"I'm gonna get shit done," Galeen sighed and shuffled towards the door.
"Thank you. You're the best employee ever," her boss yelled after her. "And please get up there before dark. It's kinda urgent."
Galeen stopped her momentum by resting her forehead on the elevator door. She shut her eyes.
"Yes, boss."
She took her time, hovering her finger over the button. Nobody could take that away from her, those precious seconds of calm before climbing up the floors to a ticket. The IT department of Hermes Information Technology was located at the sub-basement of the skyscraper. It was nice and chilly and quiet. Compared to the chaos upstairs, it felt like an oasis. You couldn't swear when on a ticket. You had to be proper and professional. You had to shut up and smile when a hotshot asshole made an inappropriate remark about your body. That's why Galeen wore jeans and sweatshirts 2 sizes too big, to cut down on the catcalls.